100.7 WHUD 845 on Friday with Mike and Casey.
Well, he is married to actress Rebecca Romijn. They have twin 10-year-old girls. And we're loving that he's back. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome back to the Mike and Casey Show.
How was everything up in the Hudson Valley?
Pretty good. How's by you?
Good.
How's the family?
Good. Everybody's doing well.
And you say Hudson Valley as if you know it. I know you're from the city originally. You're familiar with our neck of the woods?
I am. My mom and dad used to take us to go pick apples at Boscobel all the time, which is like sort of like an older estate. And took my kids up to ski at, not Camelback, but whatever the mountain is up there. I'm sorry.
Wyndham?
Yeah, Wyndham, yeah.
Well, we know Boscobel very, very well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's opening April 13th. Come on back.
Yeah. I mean, it was so fun because when you grow up in the city and then you go up to the Hudson Valley and stuff, it's just, I mean, it's a completely different world, you know?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, we'd love to have you back. So let's talk about Billions and also Carter. Which one is coming back faster? We can't wait.
Billions is already out. And Carter comes back on WGN America this fall. So it's on WGN America. It's really funny. I play a guy who's an actor who plays sort of like a David Caruso type character in CSI Miami. And he moves to this small town and he tells them how TV cops solve crimes. It's cute. It's really fun.
That does sound great.
It would be like, let me try and figure this out. It would be like if a TV detective on Law & Order moved up to Carmel and help the Carmel PD solve crimes. I'm trying to keep it all Hudson Valley for you guys.
You are doing a heck of a job.
And the funny thing is, I saw you last night on a rerun of The Big Bang Theory playing Dr. Tyre, Sheldon's older brother.
Oh, funny. What a fun experience. What an honor. I mean, you're like getting to be a part of history when you're on Big Bang, you know?
And you were so good.
I had a lot of fun doing it. They're all so talented and they're so dialed in. I mean, they're all like driving like a Ferrari doing 80 miles an hour down the highway. I mean, that's how talented they all are. And when you jump into that cast, it's almost like having to jump into that moving Ferrari.
Yeah, but I think you're up to the task.
Yeah, but it's really good. I mean, I'm really sad it's stopping.
We have to tell you that one of our former colleagues in radio is often an extra on Billions. So forgive us if when we watch, we're looking into the background to see if we can spot John Nolan.
Absolutely. You know, we're always looking for our friends.
All right, and one more thing, because we got to play Stand By Me. That's how you started, 11 years old. Do you have any memory of that at all?
Of course. I have amazing memories. You know, it's funny. Stand By Me is about four boys who go on an adventure when they're 12. And, you know, I was 11 when I filmed it. But, I mean, I have, like, almost Stand By Me-esque memories of the adventure I went on with my friends when I was 11. You know, it's just such a wonderful memory.
There you go. Jerry O'Connell.
What a sweetie.
Yeah, he really is cool. And he's great as Dr. Tyre on Big Bang. Like he said, we're sorry to see that come to an end, but he's still got so many other projects. Here's Benny King and Stand By Me at WHUD. When the night